Hello, I'm Gary Ade, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Toronto Raptors and the Utah Jazz. Toronto comes in with a record of 23-29. Utah is 26-26 on the year. Over their last 10, Toronto just 4-6 and lost their last contest. Utah, over that span, 6-4, won their last game. Here are the numbers. Toronto averages 112.8 per game and gives up 112.3 for a positive differential of 0.5. Utah, meanwhile, scores 117.5 per game, gives up 116.3 per contest for a positive differential of 1.2. As far as turnovers, Toronto, the best in the NBA, doing it just 11.3 times per game. That is an incredible achievement versus Utah, which is right around league average, maybe a hair higher than the league average at 14.7 turnovers per contest. Shooting numbers, 47.3% from the field by the Jazz, 45.3% by Toronto. Raptors are 33.4% from long range, Utah 36.8%. Jazz 78.5% from the free throw line versus 79.1% by the Raptors. And bench scoring is an issue for Toronto, just 28.7 points per game from their bench. Utah probably has the strongest bench in the NBA at 40.2 points per game. This will be the third time this year these two teams are playing. They've split the first two meetings. This one's a home game for the Jazz, who are healthy. OG Anunoby may be on the trade block, also out right now with an injury. And the question is, can the shorthanded Raptors slow down Utah without Anunoby, who's undoubtedly their best perimeter defender? I'm going to say no. I think Utah at home with that offense, without Anunoby, I think Toronto's going to be in trouble here. I think scoring is going to be an issue, and I expect that Utah bench to really make a mark in this one. I got the Jazz winning against Toronto. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Raptors and Jazz. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer, and we're stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Toronto Raptors and the Utah Jazz. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Utah Jazz, sitting at 3 overall in the spread with an over-under of 230.5. Now, I like this overall spread in this one, especially on the Utah side. I mean, they've been trending upwards of late, and if you look at their record against the spread, it shows that, sitting at 29-23. Now, when you look at the Toronto Raptors, they have a record of 26-26, pretty much average against the spread. And on the road, they're not that good either. 8-17. That's why I don't like the spread overall in Toronto on this one, just because they're not good. They're inconsistent. They're up and down. Now, one thing I do like is the over in this one, because you know what? Toronto's been trending of late on the road when it comes to taking the over. They've been 8-2 in their last 10 games on the road when taking the over. So definitely lean towards that in this one. One thing you want to take the under on Toronto side is Pascal Siakam on the point side. Currently right now, it sits at 24.5. I would lean and take the under in this one. I mean, he just dropped 19 points his last game, and his last 10 games, he's been averaging 21.4 points a game. I don't like this one, so I would definitely lean and take the under in this one. One player I always like is the most improved player. I've been talking about him all this time is Lauri Markkanen. Right now, his last 8 games, he's been averaging 26 points per game. And right now, his player points look at 25.5. I would definitely take the over in that one as well. Looking at the over under right now, Toronto has a record of 29-23. I've already been telling you that they've been trending upwards of late when it comes to taking the over, especially on the road. And Utah is not that bad themselves when it comes to taking over or under. They have a record of 28-24. I love the over in this game. Look at the points, man. Like I said, Utah's a better scoring team. They average 117.5 points per game. They're fourth overall in the NBA in that. Toronto's not that bad. They're like average around 112.8. You do the math on that, you're looking pretty much close to this exact number, but I expect a little bit more in this game. High scoring game. We're in Utah, Salt Lake City. More, I would lean towards the over in this one, and I do love the spread on the Utah Jazz side. That's our look at the Toronto Raptors and the Utah Jazz. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.